Welcome to Yakko Yaks. I'm your host, Jeremy, and this is day 5 of National Podcast Post Month, or NAPOD POMO. And this is the first episode where I really couldn't come up with anything to talk about. I think Mondays are going to be like that. Because on Sundays, I spent... last night was even longer than normal. We record transmissions on Sunday nights, and from like 7:30 my time until I think it was after midnight when we finished, we were recording the two shows and everything, and it just takes a lot out of me. And I just, like, I don't know, just creatively drained on Mondays, plus, you know, having to start the work week again. My kid has activities on Monday night, so it's just draining. Like, here it is at 10 o'clock p.m. I'm now getting the time to sit down and record something. So if I'm a little low energy, that is likely the reason.
You're listening to Yakko Yaks, part of the Transmissions Podcast Network.
So I do have something I want to talk about. My friend Jim Simonic has put out these albums. It started with Respect the Prime, which was a cover album of the 1986 Transformers movie, which has one of the best soundtracks ever. He had bands cover the songs, and all the proceeds go to cancer charities. And at TFCon this year, he just released the Constructed Cold EP in the Respect the Prime series. Whereas the first one was a cover album, this one he gave the bands like a comic arc to read, or I guess, I don't know if they got to pick it or what, but these are all original songs that are inspired by various comic arcs. All of them have been from the IDW comics, except for track 4, which is called Scrounge's Lament. And this is by the band Doors in the Labyrinth. This is, if you're not aware, Scrounge is one of those characters that I have latched on to. I didn't grow up reading the Transformers comics as a kid. I had maybe 2 or 3 comics that were Transformers. I was more into the cartoons and stuff. And then in the last, you know, 5 years since starting Transmissions, I've gotten into the comics, like the Marvel comics, and gone back and reread the whole thing. And Scrounge is one of those characters that I kind of latched on to, because he was introduced in an issue. And he was killed in that same issue. And that's pretty much his history in Transformers. Like, they released a toy a few years ago that was like a... it was based off another toy. They just painted it yellow and gave it a new head. But... so the last few years, I've been getting some artists to do... I've been commissioning them to do their version of Scrounge. And I have to think that Jim put this track on there partially because of me, I'm hoping. I mean, if not, I'm egotistically going to still think that. But the song is actually, it's really good. And like, I listened to it at the con, and with everything going on, in the dealer room where Jim was playing it, it was hard to actually like pay attention to the lyrics and stuff. But now that I'm back and I've listened to it probably half a dozen times now, it's like they get the character of Scrounge. It's kind of depressing, but at the same time, it's also just, I don't know. It's just, it's that character. And I want to play a little bit of it. And if you like it, you can go to distortionprod.com and buy it. I know you can get it digitally. I'm not sure if you can get it physically anymore. I'm sure there's ways you can, but for sure you can get it digitally. It's on Spotify and all the services too. But here is a little bit of Scrounge's Lament. So that is a small section of Scrounge's Lament. And I don't know what it is about the song. Maybe it's the whole, you know, he sees himself as a loser. And that's something I struggle with, just seeing myself as a failure at various things. And you know, mentally, you know, you're not, but just kind of emotionally, your brain brings up things that, you know, I still go back to in my head, like my brain will bring up something I did in high school 20 plus years ago. And it's like, how can you be so stupid? You did this. And I'm like, that doesn't, you know, it's inconsequential. It doesn't mean anything. Brains are dumb sometimes. But anyway, it was a good track. The other tracks are really good. The title track, Constructed Cold, is really rocking. And I would really recommend checking this out. It's great. And I can't wait for the full album length version of this to come out. So, I think with that, I will bring this episode to a close. And thanks, everyone, for listening. I will talk to you tomorrow.